having grown up with no discipline and having no very little self-discipline as an adult, is there a way that he can, I guess, learn to acquire that self-discipline as an adult?
Well, what's the discipline in?
Just in general. I mean, he wants big dreams, but is not the yeah.
He's full of shit.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Well, let's get him on the show and let me get a crack at it. I mean, you know, it's about you have a very, very tricky spot in this relationship because you love him. And even the way you're delivering it, it's not like I can see that it's not like the worst. You just want something good to happen.
Yeah.
So you have to find the balance of not actually perpetuating it by overcoddling him and entitling him. At the same token, telling him constantly like, yo, so do something about it is gonna hurt feelings. So it's a tricky game. You know, my big thing is that one of the things that I love to tell people is like, yo, this is simply about, you know, results are results. Like everyone has excuses. So Jessica Feliz says here, I have major discipline problems. Like, LOL. Like, here's the reality, and this is a really good cold. This isn't a tea. This isn't even a dirty tea. This is ice cold tea for everybody this morning. The results are always right. What I mean by that is, if you're not winning, it is 100% your fault. Not 99, not 98, not your mom's, not the systems, not this one deal fell through, not, oh God, Corona happened now. 100% is your fault. And I think people that lack discipline or talk about big game but never do shit need to be reminded 24/7, 365, sometimes cold, sometimes sweet tea, but they need to be delivered every single time, 100% of this is on you. Oh, you haven't achieved that thing yet? That's you. That's you. Not the neighborhood, not how I grew up. Like, oh, I grew up undisciplined. Like, that's called excuses.
Right.
Many people grew up with shit family situations in the shit hood with drug moms and all that shit and went on to fucking do shit because they had, thank God for them, the DNA, the serendipity. They met somebody along the way. That, honestly, in a lot of ways, that is what drives the shit out of me, Adriana. I want to be that person because I had people around me. There's a level of gratitude and guilt that makes me want to be the person for people that they stumbled across on YouTube or Twitch or what have you that helped them get happier. And happiness starts with accountability. Period, end of story. Period, end of story. Like, the end. You don't like America? Move. Sweden's fucking fresh. Like, you know, you know, you don't like your mom drags you down? Move. Mm-hmm. No, but then I'll hurt her. No. That's you making, you. Every person watching this right now is one. Every person watching this right now has the internet. Because that's where I am right now. If you have the internet, you are 100% accountable. And so, you know, the way you can help him is suffocate him, sometimes with sweetness, sometimes with a little bitter herb of, yo, honey, that's you. That's not Ron's fault from work. That's not your dad's fault that I have no idea what the situation, I'm just throwing out bullshit scenarios. Like this is 100% accountability.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck that you had an unstructured life. Definitely not your dreams. Your dreams don't give a fuck that you had an unstructured life. If you got fucking dreams, if you're talking big game, go fucking execute. Don't tell me why you can't execute. Excuses are, complaining and excuses are fucking poison. Garbage.
Oh yeah.
Losing DNA. Suffocate them.
Absolutely. I'm trying.
Suffocating
I do
is
as
consistent.
Much as I can.
Yeah, exactly. But why I'm saying sweet and candor, you got to mix it. Mm-hmm. Because suffocating means every time it gets brought up, you don't let it go by.
Gotcha.
No yes, ma'am. Okay. You can't be the yes woman. You got to be no. But sometimes you're like, sometimes it's like, honey, you're fucking full of shit. And you walk out of the room. That's that's a zzz. Other times it's like, baby, I know that you fucking didn't have it like that as a kid, But the punchline is, there is no time machines. You can't go back. So if you're gonna fucking go do all these things, you gotta do it now. That's sweet. Mm-hmm. That's a little more. You know, sometimes, like you got, but never, yeah, you're right. Anytime you say, yeah, you're right, to a complainer at a dweller, you're fucking feeding the beast.
Okay.
You're enabling. Well, you're enabling that bullshit.
Yeah.
What am I missing here? How can I monetize this more so that I can quit that teaching job, you know, and just be fully my own boss and just all of that content? I give, but I'm not monetizing.
Are you asking?
Not enough. I knew you were going to say that, but
sure,
it's
because I'm listening to you. You know, everyone's always like, Gary, you talk over everybody. I'm fucking listening. If you started from a place of insecurity, the number one place where people are insecure is the ask.
Yeah.
You might have addressed a lot of areas. The next place we need to boost up is your ability to feel confident for the ask.
Because I mean, I post, I share, I give value, and I know, I mean, I have coaching clients, I know I'm good at this because they always say I overdeliver.
You have to ask more and you have to charge more. It's just practice. What's amazing is I know you're gonna do it because you've already done the first part. This is literally just asking for more. If I asked you right now, if I was Johnny Magoo and I said, I want you to be my coach, what would be the price?
Way too low. About $1,500 for 4 months.
Right. So almost a little less than $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now make it five. Now the next person that asks, make it $2,000 for 4 months. Now that's 500. The next person, 600. The next person, 700. And then what you'll learn is people said yes all day long at 500. They said yes all day long at 600. But at 700, you know, you're getting pushback. Only half say yes, that's still good. At 800, everyone says no. Good news, you found your market. You're about 750. But not when one person says no, when 20 people say no. And so you need to push the envelope of your cost. And then on your content, you need to ask more often and say, hey everybody, I'm taking on 5 more clients today. This is the video. It's not gonna get as many likes or as many views because it's a sell, but you're gonna be like, today I'm taking on 5 more clients. Let me tell you why I think I'm great. Maybe you take a video and do a Zoom with 3 people that use you as a coach and put the testimonial in there, and then you sell 5 people. Jab, 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 right hook. You have to be okay with asking. Especially when you believe in it. You've heard this from me. Like the reason I keep pushing Wine Text right now, today we're selling a $95 Cabernet that got 95 points from the Best Wine Magazine for $39 when wine.com is selling it for $95, when Vivino's selling it for $104. Of course I'm gonna tell everybody's got Father's Day coming up. They can buy something for $39 that is $100 value. Like, of course I feel good about throwing that right hook. And you feel good about you being good.
Yeah, I know I'm good. It's just that I do. I mean, I feel like I want to put more energy into this, and I mean, people are not really asking me for coaching. Well, I guess because I'm not asking.
Because you're not asking. That's right. You're like, so you just, know, like, yes, like you have to make them aware that you're open for business. Like it's okay. Yeah. And it's okay when you go for it and nobody orders it too. You're like, okay, Gary got me hyped. You rewatch the video, you put on some Rocky music and you go in and nobody buys. That's okay too. You go right back to providing value. So many.
You just ask in posts, like that, or in.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Just be my client and grab your coaching session. And
make a video, you know, once a month, and say this is the you know, every month, as you guys know, like literally, you know, tomorrow you're like, hey guys, it's Rachel again. You know, like every month going forward, one of my YouTube videos is going to be about signing up some coaching clients because I'm really excited about it. And I'm in a point in my life. It's just transparency, right, Rach? I'm just going to act as you right now. And you got, some of you may or may not know, I'm in a point in my life where I've got another job as well. And I'm on the verge of being full coach, and I want to give more energy to my coaching clients. And if I tip over and get another 10 clients, I can do that. So I'm doing a special today. Like I'm, you know, spoke to Gary Vee the other day, and I'm gonna be raising my prices. But for anybody who signs up now, I'm gonna honor my retroactive price. Next month, I'm gonna be in my new pricing. I really feel proud of it. If you want to speak to some of my clients, when you email me, you know, I've asked all seven of them, two of them said yes, they'd be references. You're happy to talk to them. But I'm telling you right now, I really believe that the investment you make with me will be ROI positive for you. And so, couple other things, Rachel. I think you should go to 6 months. 4 months is just, it's too much.
I just gave an example, but I have like different packages. I would
make six your floor. Your floor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You see where I'm going? Yeah. I would make six your floor just because it gives you more time to make an impact.
Totally.
It helps, you know, 4 months takes a month to get kind of cozy. You know, by the time you're going, you're in that renewal cycle, which for you comes four in on the sale. So I want to give you a little more time to breathe. This is fucking business strategy.
Yeah, true. I do YouTube. My YouTube videos are all about, you know, tips and advice on gaining clarity and the confidence and the mindset and overcoming fears. But what you just said, is it more like a live or something? Do more live?
No.
Oh, okay. By
the way. Yes, live and YouTube video. Like for one day, you're salesman Rachel.
Okay. It doesn't have to be a live, that's what you're saying.
It's gonna be both. I want you to go live. I want you to go out. Yeah, like the 15th of the month, every day you do selling your coaching. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
allowed. Do Facebook Live now, but yeah, I want to do YouTube Live.
I want it. If YouTube's your number one platform, you have to go there. Yeah. If you have an email service, email that out. Yeah. Like we call it a launch on Team Gary. Like if I'm like, hey, we're launches, that means everybody's getting hit.
Yeah.
Every channel, email, text platform, social.
Yeah.
Omar, listen to me. You have no choice about that though. Like to your point, I understand that you could be taken at any moment. If a tree decides to fall on your head tomorrow, the punchline is that's what it's gonna be. You have no control over that. You being impatient is gonna make it more likely that you won't get what you want. So you're fucking worried about lightning striking and something that's almost impossible by reacting to that with something that's guaranteeingly not gonna get you what you want. So you've decided on some math that is almost impossible, I might die, which is very rare for a 16 going on 17 year old. I might die and then I didn't leave my impact. So because you put that in your mind as a perspective, you're gonna be impatient and come off as not as good of a version as you.
Okay, I hear you, but like, let me tell you something. Like the counter, when I think about that, because it moves me, you know what I'm saying? Like if I told myself, yo, I'm gonna live like for 100 years, I don't think I'm gonna be motivated enough.
I don't agree with you. I think I'm gonna live for 100 years. I'm motivated as fuck. Why do they have to be counter feelings? You can carry both of those. I've got good news for you. I already know that you're gonna be motivated regardless of what you decide, because you are motivated.
I am.
You got a problem though.
Not about myself.
The other part matters just as much. Mm. Your ambition and hunger and motivation, if not offset by practicality, patience, and execution, will fall on deaf ears and lead to unhappiness.
Yeah, I'm with you on all that, but like patience is just, I'm working on it. I'm really working on it.
Let me shoot it to you straight, brother. In a real, like straight, candorous way. You're more interested in the fame than the process of the fame. And as soon as you realize that, things will get better.
I am, yes, that's true, but like—
I know it's true. Period. Period. Omar, period.
You're like, we can put a semicolon and a game going.
No, I'm not giving you that extra little dot because you're gonna get caught. If you put the fucking admiration on a pedestal greater than the process to get the admiration, you will limit the upside of the admiration, period.
But like, I don't really care about the mission. I just care about impacting people. I wanna, look,
when I see
15 years from now, I wanna be the host of Deal with Omar, and I'm helping people, and I'm giving
them,
I want to be in the position.
Good.
To give them,
good news. I wanted to at 16 too, and I got there by working my fucking dick off.
Yeah, you're right.
I know I'm right. Good news. Me too. Here you go. 28 years from now, you're looking at him. The problem is I put in the fucking work.
I will. I promise you that.
I believe you, because you have no fucking choice. You understand? That's what's fun about this. I'm not giving you advice, I'm giving you the truth. You have no choice. If you don't live life, come up with scenarios, articulate them in your mind, figure out how to be a communicator of them, continue to stay creative. If you're not the kind of person that realizes, oh, I did this ad for fucking, you know, wine text and it worked, so now I'm gonna try it on my own content. Oh, weird, it did better than most of my other, like, if you're not creative, if you're not executing,
yeah, I really like that,
if you're not patient, if you're not, like, good news. It doesn't matter what happens here for what I say and what you say. If you don't actually put in the work, if you don't actually execute it, it won't happen anyway. It doesn't matter what you want. Everybody wants. Next.